Hi, this is Jay Stevens, host of KSL's Puck Report podcast. We want to thank our good friends at Chipman Roofing for being our title sponsor for the Puck Report. With spring in full swing, it's time to let Chipman Roofing, the storm damage specialist, ensure your roof is providing the protection you deserve. Chipman Roofing offers free estimates and insurance claim inspections. Plus, this month, get $1,000 off roof replacements. Let Braden and his expert crew give you the peace of mind you deserve. Check them out at ChipmanRoofing.com. That's ChipmanRoofing.com. All right, first, I just want to know, just so the fans of Utah get to know, why are you called Bear?
That's a long story, but just let you know my name in French. It's pretty tough to pronounce, and I was with the Hockey Canada in 2008 and bear hugged someone and put my hand in his chest, which is a big pound. So they started to call me Bear, and it snowballed from there, and everybody in Hockey Canada started to call me Bear, and now it's the Bear.
Okay, so you said first time to Utah, and you've had a few hours here now.
Yeah.
What are your first impressions?
It's mind-blowing. I think last week when we met with Ryan and Ashley, they told us it would be big, and it's unbelievable so far. The atmosphere, when we land, we got off the plane, and the fans, and everybody we meet, they're smiling, they're happy, they have enthusiasm, they answer our question. The reception so far has been unbelievable. That's without talking about the layout, the mountain, and the outside, it's beautiful. So far it's been magical.
Okay, and now I know how majestic and how much pride there is in being the head coach for Canada, yeah, going into a World Cup series. Do you think, first off, you have a lot going on. You have the World Cup, and you get to bring a new franchise to Utah. So touch on that a little bit, and then tell me, do you think you're going to get more NHL players excited to play in the World Cup now that the Olympics are back on the table?
Okay, the first part, I think yes. I think it's, there's a lot of good player in every country, but we'll talk for Canada. There's a lot of good player, and at some point, there will be a really, really tough decision to make for the Four Nations and for the Olympics. So when you have familiarity with player as a program, and they know what to expect, they know how the player, the family are treated, and how everything's been done with Team Hockey Canada, I think that create a familiarity, and yeah, that can be an advantage. Having that said, you need the best player to win. You need the best player at the end of the day. So it's not because you're not coming at the World Championship or stuff like that, you will not be at the Olympic. You never know, you know. I won't say name, but it happened before where a player were on the outside line and they came in and they were difference maker. So it's not my job as a coach to pick the team or to do those things. But we believe when player has familiarity with the program, it helped down the road. I think there's guys who've been in the program years, and I think at the end of the day that helped Canada to be successful on the world stage in the last decade or so. So that is the first part. The second part,
about having the expansion team. You're busy. You've got a lot of things going on. But how cool is it to be the coach? I mean, yeah. How great is your life right now?
Yeah, it's how can I describe that? Busy, it will be the easy word, but you know, it's not an expansion team. It's you will see that team is a really good team. There's a lot of young talent, there's foundation, there's a core of guys who care for each other. So that is the chemistry between guys are built. So, but moving here, the fact we're moving all together, I think it will make it special for us because there's the familiarity between the player and the staff. We know already our teammate and stuff like that, so that would be great. And we're moving in a team. We're not moving just in a city where I think the family of Ryan and Ashley Smith welcome us on a way we could not even imagine. So the Jazz family, Smith Entertainment Group, so far did everything they could to make it easy on us. And so it will be a busy summer. There's no doubt about it. There's thing has to be built. There's people has to be moved and all of it. But at the end of the day, the foundation of our team, how we want to play, there's a core group of players here already in place. So we need to build everything around that to make sure we perform at the best we can when the puck will drop in the October something.
When Hockey Canada reached out to you for this, you got a lot, as Jay said, you got a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Did you debate, okay, maybe I take a pass here because I got so much going on?
No, I did not. That's as simple as that. Will be my second time as a head coach for at the World Championship, and then twice they asked me, "Do you want to think about it?" And the answer is, I thought about it. I'm in. You know, it's such a privilege and an honor to be the coach of your national team in your national sports. How could you go either way? And that is one. And I said that in the past. I think everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody wants to win. But opportunity to win in any sports are not as frequent than the people can think. You think when you have a player career, you will play 15 years in the NHL, you will have plenty of chance. I remember talking to Alex Tanguay, who as a rookie scored 2 goals in Game 7 for the Avalanche, and they won the Stanley Cup. First year in the league, he thought, I will have other crack. Never went back in the final. You know, he didn't even make the playoff every year and stuff like that. So it's a tough league. It's tough to win. So on a long career, you don't know how many crack you will have at it. So it's the same thing for me. Every time I have a chance to be in an environment where I have a chance to win, a chance to compete for championship, you don't pass on that.
And for the players, they obviously want to use the Worlds as maybe a springboard to Four Nations, to the Olympics. Do you, as a coach, look at that and say, okay, I'd like to get on the radar to be on the coaching staff, either for Four Nations or the Olympics?
I think I want to be the best version of myself. I always think those things you don't choose to. You know, you don't choose to become a CEO of a company. It's the people who put you there. I didn't choose to be the coach in the NHL. There's Bill Armstrong who called me and interviewed me and decide he's the guy. He decided. I did not. You know, that's the way I see life. I will not decide what's next for me. If I do a good job, people will see it and they will provide an opportunity. Same thing for a player. Your job is, you don't decide if you play in the power play or not, or those kind of thing. You play well, you do your best, you work hard, you're a good person, you're a good teammate, good thing happen, and then you get an opportunity. That's the way I see it.
And my last question is, last year, obviously last spring, you got the gold medal overseas. What did that experience kind of teach you that you could bring into this tournament here?
Well, I think last year was, for me, the proof of commitment is stronger than anything else. I think a lot of things have been said on our team, and at the end of the day, you cannot ever bet against 22 guys who are committed to the same goal and are willing to do whatever it takes to win. And we're extremely proud of that team, extremely proud of our leadership, extremely proud of the way we play in that tournament. And we want to build on that and carry on.
Hey, if you like what you heard today on the Utah Puck Report, make sure you review and rate it wherever you get your podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. Get involved with everything we're talking about. You can find everything on KSLSports.com, all of our previous episodes. I want to thank KSL Sports for letting us talk about hockey. I want to thank my producer and my boss, Madison Heekhouse, for supplying us with the rooms and taking care of everything hockey-wise. And just help us build hockey. Follow us, like us. And let's make this thing go. And that is the Utah Puck Report.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.